Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I'll be your GM. To my right,
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Tarwin Triot still doing weird things for no apparent reason, played by Neil.
Will playing Nath Mendicar, Lord Destroyer.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown, there better be treasure.
Ronan playing Meta. Wait, no. Curtis playing Ronan.
And Pete playing Meta.
Good job, Pete.
How are you all doing now?
I was hoping to throw Pete off.
We're doing well. How are you?
Much better.
Good.
For those of you who don't know, Britt was peeing water out his butthole last night.
Hey, thanks for sharing, Jay. That's awesome.
On that subject, I was part of a drug trial for a little while, and I didn't have a solid stool for 3.5 months.
Was this a legal drug trial? Or
yes, it was actually a medical drug trial.
Oh, I thought maybe you were at somebody's house. Go, hey, Neil, try this. It's good.
I thought horrible. He meant like he was like part of a criminal trial about drugs.
Yeah, I was on that page.
Yeah, there's that too.
Stress will do that to you, Neil.
Yeah.
About 12, 13 years ago, I got a viral intestinal infection, and I woke up and I just felt really bad, but I still went into work because my job at the time was that place. It was like, oh, I don't feel good. It's like, oh, can you come in for just a little bit? You know, whatever. They sent me home. I pulled over at every interstate off-ramp to vomit, and I got home right in front of my bathroom, felt really dizzy, and proceeded to shit myself right there in front of my bathroom. Took the extra step to vomit into the toilet. Luckily, right outside my bathroom was the washing machine, so I just... My roommate was at work, so I just dumped everything into the washing machine, ran it like 4 times, including my boots.
On the note of shitting yourself.
And then spent the next 3 days unable to keep anything down, and everything kept coming out both sides.
Oh,
it was the worst week of my life.
On the topic of shitting yourself, we went to Cancun for our senior trip, and my buddy Wade was having problems.
He drank the water.
And he was like, dude, I got to go back to the hotel. You know, I got to go back to the hotel. And he's finally like, okay, dude, go take the shuttle and go back. And he's like, you can tell he's walking real slow, like real cautiously and all that. And he said, right as he put the card in the door to open it, he shit himself.
Hey, he's like, that's it. I'm letting go.
You could just hear his tummy or whatever was going rumbling standing next to him. Like, there's something clearly wrong here.
If you were looking for a podcast that talks from everything from food to feces, you're here. Welcome to Shield Bash.
One becomes the other.
I'm going to make you poo.
It's the circle of life.
I still say that should be like a bard spell, the brown note, you know?
I'm sure there
that would be an awesome. Tell me that wouldn't be an awesome bard spell. He sings the brown note.
Yeah, I'm sure there are games that have that.
Everybody in the room is sickened for like 3 rounds, and it's their move speed's half.
It's a dysentery ditty. Some say it might be shitty.
They see him walking down the street, and we're like, "No, no, don't go out there." He starts to sing. Everybody's like, "No, no."
No!
Don't sing! Don't sing!
Bad bard.
In his regular spots, it doesn't even make any noise anymore. People are just like,
we miss you, Ken.
Fuck you, Ken.
Ken doesn't listen.
He should. He'll have a lot of fun.
Somebody should message Ken.
Reminiscing.
Yes. Hey, Ken, let your kids listen.
I think one of them has heard a couple episodes.
So. Oh no!
I remember one of my favorite memories of Ken was for whatever reason you guys were all down in a basement. And he goes, "No, no, no, we're not trapped because legally they have to have a window that you can have egress through from the basement." I'm like, "Oh, really? You got that expansion?" And he just looked at me like, "Fire codes of Galorian? Shut the fuck up!"
Yeah. You know, if you were in Chelyax, then I would, like, totally give that to him because, you know, lawful everything, you know.
Right? Yeah, but just because, like, he's a firefighter, so, like, he knows the fire codes here. But I'm like, they didn't have those. They're making their roofs out of thatch, like, ugh.
This is,
Chelyax, demons.
Also, different world. We have those laws, and that still isn't the case here.
But we don't have Hell Knights.
Fortunately.
Well, we might.
That's true.
Dun dun da dun dun da dun dun da dun.
Yet.
we opened the door.
No, not yet. I'm not ready for that.
Okay.
not yet. I was going to...
Quick, more shit jokes. Oh, sorry.
I was going to...
Are we talking crappy jokes or are we talking jokes about crap?
I got a nice crappy
Probably
joke for you guys.
Both.
What's the difference between a vagina and pumpkin pie? You enjoy eating the crust of the pumpkin pie.
But that's pretty nasty.
Well, it's been nice knowing you, listeners.
You know, we were just talking about vomit. Now for a demonstration.
Hey, I bet we still got that trucker dude. What's his name, Jason?
No,
haven't lost him yet.
Al Cooper.
He's working on it, though.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you. You're hanging tough.
Yep.
Man.
You're welcome.
Now, I was going to do a flashback. Anybody give me the flashback music? I knew I could count on you guys. Thanks.
It's
a Wayne's World reference, man.
Yeah.
We had to explain it to Pete and Will, but
I have seen Wayne's World.
Will, you are a step above me.
Wow. I don't know about that.
Well, unless you're talking about I've seen it on the shelf at stores for like a dollar, but I haven't actually watched the movie.
Damn, that's kind of pricey.
We'll say he's
Wow.
I was going to say Will is a step above Pete in a lot of ways.
Mostly height.
Swing.
Wow.
Shaw.
Shaw.
Never gets old, does it, Pete?
And monkeys might fly out of my butt.
So we see a figure amid the tide stones. Only because of the moonlight can we see its skin as scaly and green. Holds a knife in one hand and a squirrel monkey in the other.
Don't make me use this.
I don't know which one's more terrifying.
Is the squirrel monkey still living?
And Jarwin will try to screw both.
Negative.
Violently, it slashes the monkey's neck with the knife.
Oh.
Blood gushes.
Stabilize.
It quickly makes sure.
Man is not there. Man is not there. This is a flashback.
It quickly makes sure that to douse all the stones. The robe silhouette then drops the lifeless primate and steps toward a container of some sort between two of the stones. Is that a basket? Opens the lid, draws forth something truly serpentine. It holds the snake directly in front of each stone where it has been newly christened and waits until the creature flicks its tongue on each wet spot in turn. It releases the snake, unconcerned with its obvious venomous nature, and reaches down to grab a metal urn from the ground and turns, then pours its content onto the central stone. The liquid showers the central stone, then pools at the base, filling four recesses for each cardinal direction. The camera pans out, and we see five more similar robe figures just outside the tide stones, who all tilt their heads to the sky and in unison call out, "Eutyrsius!" Tremendous bolts of lightning arc across the sky and huge rolls of thunder are heard. Some of the figures clutch their ears in response. An unfortunate bird that was flying overhead falls to the ground, lifeless. Next, the water in the lagoon below roils and recedes, revealing seaweed, coral, barnacles, flotsam, jotsam, and a set of massive doors to the south. So that's what that looked like.
What was that supposed to be?
Just because we have to know, because it's been said so many times, was it a venomous snake?
It was.
Actually, my question is, why didn't we find the corpse of that monkey there to add to my collection, Brett?
I think the red devil ate it.
The dead bird.
Yeah. I think the Red Mountain Devil.
No, the Red Mountain Devil sucks blood, and they drained all the blood out of it, so that clearly is not what it is.
We didn't find the corpse because I cast Stabilize on it.
Do you even have Stabilize?
I don't think so, but it's still funny.
Good job.
Yeah, because you're not as good as Meta.
Anyhoot. No.
No Stabilize.
So that was very dramatic.
Yeah, very.
Very, very nice. Very nice.
Well, thanks. I think.
I was not being sarcastic.
Okay.
I don't remember, it wasn't particularly dramatic, but that wasn't your fault. It was our fault for constantly interrupting you and being like, poop, poop, poop.
Big jerk faces.
So I got to ask, yeah. Is that box text or did you come up with that yourself?
Little column A, mostly column B.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Nice. Thank you very much. 3 out of 10 for effort.
Thanks. You're so generous.
I was going to give you 5 out of 7.
Maximum right. Effort.
Yeah, I'll take it. Take what I can get around here. Last time, we were going to... we were opening some doors, and I already read you the box text for that.
Yeah, but you didn't tell us what we saw after that.
Yeah, maybe a shortened version for refresh for the listeners.
I heard voices.
Yeah, it's a big old room.
Okay, big old room.
Real short.
Big statue of a lady with bat wings instead of arms on one side.
Yeah.
Trough of blood through the through the floor.
Running length of the room.
Yep. Goes to the other side of the room where
there's some bars.
Through some metal bars into blackness.
Uh-huh.
And then we've got some... We've now also added a few new features, which appear to be... I'm going to guess CR one-third zombies and just a real quick and easy mop up here. And then we can finally go to the real boss at the Ducktailed Rock.
And does the statue have boobies?
You can't see it.
I am not told whether the statue has boobies. We can assume.
Okay. I'm going to assume.
Yeah. But the wings boobies. And the talons, you remember that, right?
Wings and talons.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So, sure, why not?
Maybe I usually get wings and fries, but wings and talons will work.
Right.
Not as much
just
meat on
it. Crunchier.
So, like they were alluding to, what you didn't see, and we didn't want to describe yet, there's also 4 skeletons, 3 snakes, and a serpent folk.
All right,
the serpent folk is standing directly in front of the statue. The rest of the creatures I just described are standing in front of her.
So, initiative?
If you want to...
Well, do they attack us, or do we have a chance to potentially talk to them?
Sure, you can talk.
All right.
Absolutely.
Meta will walk into the room.
Hey, what's up, guys? What are you doing?
Darwin will follow Meta.
Yeah, Nath's going to stay in front of Meta.
Okay. Get where you want
to
be.
Artemis is going to move in next to a wall where he can get a clear shot at the serpent folk.
This is a really neat temple, guys. Can you tell us about it?
Okay, I'm going to wait for them to get all positioned.
Just move me where I got a bead on the serpent folk.
Now, here's a question. Does everyone allow me to walk in the room and start talking to these skeletons and serpent folk?
Yes.
Artemis is used to it, so yeah.
Yeah. Ronan?
Yeah, I'm not going to stop you.
Okay.
Just for the record, I want to know if Ronan is actually on the ground or on the walls.
I'm going to kind of start to go a little vertical, but okay. I wasn't sure with if we were moving like... Is it freedom of movement, or are we actually, like...
We're not in initiative yet, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah. I'll start to go vertical.
Okay, so as you all go in the room, the serpent folk goes,
of course it's you.
Do we recognize her?
I don't see why you would yet.
Okay.
No?
I presume you're a Aina.
Yes, of course it's me.
So what's going on? What are you doing here?
She just seems exhausted with you already because she kind of has this air of superiority going. But would you ask, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you guys doing here? This is a neat temple. Can you tell me about it? What's the purpose of this place?
I'm conducting important research on the history of my people.
Oh, Tam likes to do research too. Perhaps you guys could share notes.
And she starts moving her hands a little bit.
Hey, Tam, is that... The lady that's not a lady that you said scuttled your boat and crashed you guys all here.
Yeah, she's
castaways.
The one. Yes.
Yeah, fuck her. Bing.
Okay, now we can roll initiative.
For the record, I was trying to I was sort of trying to use stealth. I didn't know if you needed me to make a roll. But
I saw your finger rolled or finger raised.
Okay, that was kind of the point of that. Right. I didn't want to interrupt everybody, but
I got you. I thought it was for something else.
Is there anything for him to actually hide behind, or is he just out in the open?
He's technically behind 2 people, but that's only soft cover. Unless he has a way to hide with soft cover, he cannot hide.
Well, there were some spots in the room, and I'm kind of behind one of those black spots. Is that a pillar?
Pillar.
They're small, though.
So am I.
Yeah, I mean, on the map, they'd probably be, like, small size.
I'm going to break from tradition a little bit for my initiative this time. And I am going to...
Just not go? That's a good idea.
Yeah great.
Perfect.
Yeah, I love this plan.
Just we all go first. And then
excited to be a part of it.
Yeah. No. Going to break mine up into three.
My question about walking in without people attacking Ronan was more of a... Is the Phrasman going to let me walk in and talk to skeletons without doing anything about it?
Got your answer now, don't you?
It's more about seeing what you plan to do about it.
Well, that's why Artemis hesitated, because he heard Tam call her by the lady's name that Tam said was with the captain. And I was like, wait a minute. So this is the one that scuttled the... So it took me just a couple seconds to get it all in my head, and that's why I asked Tam that question before I shot her in the face. Because, you know, mutineers and ship scuttlers are, like, really way below barnacles in my life.
I don't remember there being a serpent folk on the ship.
There was not.
The note that we got said that she's a shapeshifter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from the captain. Remember we had the note? And
yeah.
Also, no, he looked a little like...
You don't remember that?
He was down in the caves underneath the lighthouse.
All right. Ronan, what'd you get?
23.
A meta?
21.
Nice. That name that begins with a T, what's that? TM.
Also a 23. I got a plus 3.
Woohoo! Ronan's, what's your
modifier?
8.
Okay. Answers that question. Nath?
15.
Jarwin?
20.
Artie?
23 plus 6.
Okay. Also answers that question.
I believe that's 29.
No. plus 6 modifier. I'll be between Ronan and Tam.
Did you get your first shot off yet, or are we waiting for that still?
Well, I'm waiting for the GM to tell me whether I can do that to start combat.
Oh, yeah.
Or not.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll to see the hit, and I'll get this shit organized.
Maybe not. I rushed it. Let's see. That would be a total of a 13, which probably won't.
And you were going for the
bitch, serpent folk. The bitch that scuttled the boat.
Right.
And technically, the captain scuttled the boat. She just made him do it.
Right.
I mean, she's flat-footed.
Right. What was your total again?
13.
13. That will hit.
Oh. Well, excellent. Not my best work. 4 points of damage.
4. Okay.
Is that with sneak attack?
Then never mind. If I'm outside 30 feet, then it's just 2.
You're just making sure she's awake and ready.
I mean, fuck her, because she almost drowned Tam and everybody else here, and you guys are my mates.
Hey, 2 damage is 2 damage, though.
That's right. And it might have disrupted something important.
Very likely.
And if not, I'm going to shoot her again. After I move closer.
Wow, all you guys get to go before me. Why should today be any different,
surprise,
though?
Right? Surprise, surprise.
So, my dad has officially sold his condo and is moving to South Carolina, and we've discovered that there is a place in Georgia, about halfway between, no, it's not in Georgia, sorry, where is it at? Somewhere in one of the Virginias, that has a place where you can swim with otters.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Nathan Fillion style, huh?
Yeah. It is my hope. We'll probably wait a few years, because you have to be a certain age to do it, so wait till the kids grow up some. To drive to there, spend a day swimming with otters, and then drive the rest of the way out to see my dad.
Nice.
You might want to sign up now for when they're old enough, because it's usually a long list.
I got a feeling they probably won't let me sign up 6 years in advance.
They might be booked out that far.
Well, I've never seen a place that lets you book out that far.
I retract my previous statement. I beat Nath on one of mine.
Uh-huh.
Dang it.
Nath sucks. Uh-huh.
I rolled low for initiative like every time.
Nuh-uh.
To be fair, it's not like Nath ever does anything anyways.
Brutal.
Wow.
Well, you know what, Jarwin? You know what I can do?
Cry?
Hold you in front of me?
I can kick you in the head.
All right. So, that was, let's call it surprise round, huh?
Yeah.
Top of round one, we have Ronan.
I'm going to start with the skeletons, and I'm going to use Disrupt Undead.
Ooh. That's a spell, is it not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. And I'm close enough to cast it. And that's probably not going to hit shit. That is a 7 touch.
7 touch on the skeletons?
They are flat-footed.
They are flat-footed.
check it and see.
Yeah.
Lost your dex bonus to your AC. You're flat-footed.
Minus two bonus.
On some things, that might increase your AC.
Yep.
If it worked that way.
Yeah, I don't even have them pulled up yet, damn it.
That's a pretty good jingle, Jason. I give you props on that.
Thanks, I made it up all by myself. Yeah. Yep, totally didn't crib that from somebody else.
No, definitely not.
Well, actually, one of my favorites is, when adventure comes along, you must stab it.
Yes. All right.
We're starting.
Flat-footed. No, that's not going to get it, sir. Sorry. So sorry.
Okay, I will continue up the wall another 10 feet.
Okay. All right, that's it for Ronan, right?
Yes, that's it for Ronan.
Okay, now we go to Meta. You're right, I was looking at the wrong thing. We go to Artie.
I will reload my bow, and then I'm going to move forward 10 feet to bring her within 30 feet. And since she's still flat-footed, we all know what that means, right?
You're going to shoot her. That's what it means.
It means you're going to crit.
And you're right in point blank range right now.
That is a 19 to hit. And this time, since I'm within my 30 feet range, I'll get my sneak attack.
Uh-huh.
And I rolled a 6 on the die and a 4 on the other die and a 2 on that die. So that's 12 points of damage in her face.
So that's all together?
All together total, yes.
And she drops, right?
No.
She bleeds out.
You're so funny, Pete. Thanks.
She's 17th level.
I think Jarwin's going to go ahead and leave.
That's not good. Jarwin's going to be doing backstrokes in the infinity pool of blood in the center of the room.
It's 16 levels of adept and then one level of warrior. We're fine.
So you had a move, you had a shot, you had a hit.
I'm done.
That's it, right?
What?
Damn.
So tell me about this... I keep thinking it's a carpet, but it's actually a runner of blood.
Yeah, it's like a shallow pool of blood.
Shallow? Is it constituted as difficult terrain for movement? Okay, so we can just, get into it?
Yeah.
All right.
Just don't go backstroking through it.
But breaststroke is okay?
So yeah, Tam moves up. She is now standing between Artemis and Nath, and as she moves, she pulls out the only javelin she carries, and she tucks it right down the middle, and I need all three snakes and that snake bitch to make a reflex save.
Nice. Oh my goodness.
It transforms into lightning and crackles her fucking... At the very least, it's going to fuck up her hairstyle.
Yes.
Javelin of lightning.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a reflex?
Yep.
Okay.
I should hold on a second. I don't know what it is.
Javelin of Lightning, correct? I remember that. It was in that...
That's DC 14.
Yeah, that was in that quiver.
Yes.
Yes, I couldn't can't remember the first name.
Efficient quiver.
Efficient, that's right. They're really handy-dandy. I like them. That's going to be a fail for a snake. Yeah, one made it. That one will not make it. And Serpent Folk. It's going to be on here, right here, somewhere under defense. There it is. She is good.
So 15 is total damage, 7 is half. So if they made the save, they take 7.
Okay.
Crack.
And that does not count as heat or cold.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
It's electricity.
Different damage type.
And technically, it would also continue and smash into the statue in the back, too.
Okay, so... The purple snake said 15 damage, right?
Yes, 15.
Purple snake and the green snake stop moving. All right. Yarzuth looks like she took some of that. Oh, yeah. That's her real name. Not Aina.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm
going to stick with snake, bitch.
Yeah, you call her whatever you want. So, anything else for you, Tom?
No, that's a move and a standard. My sword's already out, and I got my bros on either side.
Rockin'. That would make it Meta's turn.
All right. Meta's going to cast a spell. As she does so, she says, Jolwyn, if you would please allow us to see. And fog appears in the room.
Hey, you could dance if you want to.
But if I do...
But don't leave us behind. No.
Because if you leave us behind, we're not your friends, and we'll stab you behind. with swords, not in a kinky fashion, but in it'll hurt a lot.
And I actually do dance, so you won't leave me behind anyway.
Oh, okay, good.
Whereas her version, Aina's version of the song is necromance if you want to. You can bring your friends to life. Friends aren't rights, and if they're not rights, then they're no friends of mine.
Necromance.
Necromance.
Everybody's necromance out of control.
Necromance.
Undead out of control.
Necromance.
You guys ever read the Chaos Cycle, Margaret Weiss, Tracy Hickman?
No.
Deathgate Cycle.
That's yes, part Deathgate of it. Cycle. Yeah.
Yeah. The way they do like zombies and stuff in that one is very interesting.
So Meta casts that spell, tells Jarwin to get his ass in gear, and 5 foot steps forward. The billowing fog cloud encompasses all of the enemies, so they cannot see us.
Nice.
As far as we're aware.
Necromance.
Yes, as far as we're aware.
Necromance.
Undead out of control.
You guys and your battlefield tactics, I tell you what.
Hey, we've been saving them for this sort of thing. We didn't use it on the Mouther.
We only use it when we need it.
Great. So did you have anything else? Meta?
Negative.
And that would be Jarwin's turn then, I guess, to do his little dance and make a little love.
Get down tonight.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
So I
can see through the fog and smoke. And then he will move. Jarwin will move up and dance the dance of the fiery gaze.
Dance the dance of your people.
Do the hustle. Dun 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 dun.
Jarwin's brave soul. He moves up in front of the line.
Right up there.
I just want to be in front of Meta.
Said anything else, Freezer?
Attack!
That would make it Yarzuth's turn. And let's see how long this takes.
10 minutes.
Okay, one action. Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Gust of wind.
That would suck.
Well, you can cast that again, though, can't you?
Yeah, but then she just gusts of wind again.
Well, yeah, but if her if the boss, quote-unquote, entire turn is always taken up using gust of wind...
Right.
I'm fine with that.
Agreed.
Yes.
I need, let's see, what's the area? 10-foot radius spread. Okay, so
mind you, she cannot see past 5 feet.
Now, yeah, I'm with you. But she knows where you were, right?
Hypothetically.
Before you...
As long as the spell doesn't target something, if it's an AoE, like uh-huh. It just has a range, she's uh-huh. fine to cast it.
Uh-huh. So right in front of the white snake. Oh, I didn't even do that on purpose.
Going on my own.
Right in front of the white. the chick on the hood there.
Like a drifter, I was born.
10-foot burst radius. 1, 10.
But I made up my mind.
10.
Yeah,
okay,
no
so that's probably going to...
Well,
yeah,
go.
No. We're going to put it further out. We're going to put it 10 feet in front of the white snake, actually. Boom. So, yeah, it's a 10-foot radius. Anybody in that? I need a fort save.
What against?
I'll tell you in a second. Without trying to tell you, but I'll tell you.
Sonic.
Yeah, it's Sonic.
Pretty much everyone except for Jarwin and Ronin are caught in it.
Just wasted a roll.
It's not any type of an enchantment, is it?
No.
No, it's evocation sound.
Oh, sound of burst. You were saying the name of the spell.
Gotcha. Yeah, sound burst. Who 14? Else we got in there?
14?
Tam fails.
You said this was a fortitude save, right?
I did, sir. I did. What'd you get?
Well, it depends on which way I want to do it. If I use twist away, that will give me a 16. If I use a straight fortitude save, then I got a 9. Mm. So I think I will use the twist away.
That sounds like a good idea to me. I just rolled my damage, and you're all going to chuckle.
1.
Yeah.
So.
Didn't hurt too bad, did it?
What was the DC to beat? I don't know if I beat it or not here.
That's 15.
So, I succeeded. So in that case, I don't take any damage from it whatsoever, but I am staggered for a round.
Twist away.
Meta also made it.
Nice.
Twisting.
Those that failed are stunned for 1 round.
That didn't work.
Stunned at least Tam.
Did you stun your snake?
That wasn't
or
very...
Or is it undead?
Phenomenal, though. She's going to, for her move action, she's going to dip her hand down in the pool of blood and rise again. That would make it Nath's turn.
I believe Nath is stunned.
Yes.
Okay. So,
no action,
I forget.
But not
is
helpless.
That okay?
Yep. No action. Unable to act. Drop anything you were holding. He's not. -2 penalty to AC and lose dex bonus to AC.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that's until the end of my turn.
One round would be until her turn.
Her turn starts again.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would put us at the skeleton's turn. You got that fog action going, and these guys are dumb. So, brown skeleton is going to take 5 foot. Oh, I'm out of the gas. And there's an Artie right there, I think.
And it knows your name, man.
It's not very dumb. It can read minds.
Take off the name tag.
Oh, shit.
Green skeleton is going to...
I slap it on Jarwin's shit.
Do a perception check, maybe. Yeah.
He could actually see Jarwin just...
Oh, because they're right next to each other?
Yep.
Okay. So he can just attack. The other two are going to shuffle forward until they hit something. So that's not super effective, but hey. Yeah, deal the cards you were dealt. All right, so brown going after Artie. 13? Negative?
No.
Green going after Jarwin. 12?
No.
Okay. The other two are going to stop where they are, so that's it for them. And let's see. Oh, now it's Snake's turn. So this snake is going to slither up in the river of blood here. It's not really a river. It's more like a shallow pool. Until it sees something. Oh, there's a tam. Try and take a bite. Oh, shit. 19 on the dicer. Let me look up the attack bonus.
It doesn't matter. 19 would hit me, even if I wasn't stunned.
So then a 20 would definitely get it. Anyway, need a fortitude save.
19.
And that'll be nice. And 3 points.
Got it.
So that's it for me. Back at the top, round two, Ronan.
I'm going to try and scoot across to where I can get a little better look at Snake Lady. And also, I am going to cast a spell. I cast Divine Favor.
Rockin'. That'll make it Artemis's turn.
Well, I know there's someone in front of me, but I still have my bow out. She is still within range of my bow and sneak attack because she can't see it coming. So this time, if I hit her with my sneak attack, I will cause her to bleed.
Okay.
Because I'm doing a bleeding attack with my bow.
Your special rogue ability stuff.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Would you look at that die and tell me what it says?
It says one.
It's a zero and a two, but in the other order.
Yes, that would be a natural 20. So that is a possible crit. I will try to confirm. Probably, well, it might. Now that's a 13, and she's flat-footed because she doesn't see it coming.
That's true. 13, flat-footed. We'll get it.
Confirmed.
Nice.
And I have a card.
He gets 2 cards. He's using a bow.
You get two cards.
Ooh.
2 for you.
And then you pick what one you want.
And I can use that one, of course, because it's piercing. And why do I get the other one?
You have a times 3 multiplier.
Oh,
so.
So I get 2 and pick 1. Yeah. Oh, no, that's even better. I'm going to take this one. It's called a surprise opening. Now, I just hit her with a critical, so I'm going to do double damage, and then I'm going to get 1 free attack against her with a -5 penalty.
Okay, so an auto hit and then a free attack?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes.
Whoa.
So the damage will be a total of 3 on the die for the D6, and then the sneak attack is 7, so that is a lovely 10. Doubled would be 20 points of damage.
No.
You don't double the
You just double
attack.
Damage die.
Sorry. So 7 plus 6 is 13 damage. Not quite as good, but I do get 2 points of bleed on her every round from now on until she does something to stop it. And I get to attack her again. So here we go.
I'm sorry, what was your total again? One more time.
13.
13.
And 2 persistent bleed. And I get to attack again.
You mean crit again, right?
Oh, man, I hope so. That'd be so cool.
Oh, you crit again.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that just happened.
In the
Confirm that shit. Confirm that shit.
Oh, and you know what I didn't do? I didn't triple my damage on the bow. So that
You only double it because of the card.
Oh, yeah. That's right, because of the card. Okay.
Confirm that shit.
So we're going to confirm it again. Come on.
Remember, you're still at the -5 for the confirm.
Natural 20 to confirm.
Oh, oh my shit. God, that's 3.
I cannot believe it.
Yes. I can't either. I'm never this lucky.
Holy shit.
It must be because it's the big boss fight.
What? She's going to be dead.
Oh.
You're just that pissed off that she got our ships.
Wow.
I'm kind of liking that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what she's going to have happen to her, she's going to be ventilated. and that says double the damage and 2d6 non-lethal damage on top of that.
Okay.
So
that's awesome.
If we double my damage, it's 2 plus 3. That's 5 points. Not that great.
Okay.
And then now I'm going to roll 2d6. Come on. Big money, no whammies.
There you go.
A 6 and a 1. So 7 points of non-lethal.
And the first bunch was 5 altogether? Yeah. So it's 11 altogether?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure, we'll go with that.
No, it's 12 altogether. It's 25. She's taken 25 total damage this round.
And she's got 2 persistent bleed.
Yes. 18 regular, 7 non-lethal, and she'll bleed 2 on her turn.
Yeah. And you already took it out for this turn.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's some fucking dice history right there. I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's like the best I've ever rolled.
That was 3 nat 20s out of 4 rolls.
Right.
Did you want to move?
No, because I was staggered on that, which makes it even sweeter.
Yeah.
And now I'm not because it's over.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for being honest. I forgot.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. All right, Tim, what do you want to do?
It doesn't matter. I'm stunned.
Okay.
By my awesomeness, that's why she's stunned.
Meta, what's your condition?
Meta is fine.
Okay.
Seeing these undead and wanting to reduce the amount of enemies here, she's going to channel to harm undead.
Okay.
Yeah.
All 4 of them get a will save.
Okay.
Did you roll 2 ones?
No.
Oh, that's good.
It wasn't great damage, but I did not roll 2 ones.
So what did you roll?
If they fail their will save, they take 6 positive damage. If they succeed, they take 3.
Yeah, it's way better than 2 and 1.
Oh, 1 failed. 1 made it. If it's 15. Was your DC 15?
That is exactly the DC.
Okay. I was just guessing, I think. I don't know. The other one did not. How many I got left now?
You still have all 4 skeletons.
Okay. And so 2 out of 4, sir.
Then she'll move behind Tam.
Right. Green collapses.
Yay.
Brown is still standing. Blue collapses. White is still standing. Okay, sounds like that was it for Meta. Jarwin.
Jarwin is going to wonder why his allies are just standing there doing fucking nothing.
Except for Artemis.
The guy with trained spellcraft doesn't understand spells.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Just Nath and Tam stand here drooling on themselves.
Yeah. Jarwin is going to move over to try to provide a flank of some kind and attack once, maybe?
Oh, you and your Cestus.
Cestus is bestus.
It's a really long Cestus.
Yeah, it is.
Are you going for the snake?
Going for the white snake.
All right.
One attack.
You do not have flanking, by the way.
I know, but you will when it's your turn. That's going to be a 16 to hit.
Good lordy. Poor snake. Yeah, that'll work.
2 damage.
Oof. Believe it or not, that snake is still writhing around.
Yeah, obviously I believe it. It was 2 damage.
Well, it also got hit by a lightning bolt earlier, so.
Yeah, 7, so it'd be 9 like right now.
Uh-huh. All right. Anything else for you? I think that's it, right? You want to cuss at somebody?
Nah.
All right. That snake didn't like that. I can tell you that. And he's going to turn on this little smite action, you know? And he's going to retaliate and try for bite you. All right. Well, on a 19 on the die to hit.
Mischance.
Mischance is coming. We got a 14.
Miss.
All right. That's it for him.
That doesn't happen very often. It's good.
No, it doesn't. Yarzuth?
I did have a battle against a dragon. I had a cloak of displacement, 20% mischance. Dragon full attacked me, missed all 5 attacks. Drew was pissed.
He deserved it. You deserved that, Drew.
He did.
I'm sorry, Nath, go ahead.
Nath is going to charge.
No, you're still stunned, aren't you?
Shouldn't be.
He goes after her.
Oh, she did something?
I swapped my guy's turn in initiative for some reason. Oopsie. Oh.
So either that should have been her turn, so they're not stunned anymore?
Right, it should have been her turn. So that's
just take her turn then.
If he's still stunned, yeah, that makes sense, right? Okay, so she...
At the start of her turn, they're not stunned anymore, and then it's her turn.
And she'll take her 2 damage, right?
Yeah.
She's going to reach up to the statue and touch the lips of the statue. She disappears.
Like, disappears?
She turns... Gaseous herself.
What the fuck?
Uh-huh.
Now use Gust of Wind.
Can I do like a knowledge check or something on that on my turn?
You can sure try.
What are you in fucking knowledge
check? On your turn.
It's probably spellcraft.
Would it be spellcraft?
Now Nath, go ahead.
Said Nath is sad. He wanted to charge.
The good news is she's still bleeding.
So far?
By the way, you get...
Oh my god, it's a bloody cloud.
You get an AC... A DC 15 check at the end of your turn after you take your bleed to see if you stop.
Okay.
Isn't it an action?
It used to be a heel check you had to do.
Yeah, I think it's a heel check.
Hang on a second. Let me look.
Maybe it's rogue specific, man.
It's 18 to hit the snake.
Snake?
No, 18 plus 5.
Yeah, DC 15 heel check or application of any effect that heals hit points.
Fair enough.
Max damage, that's 9 points of bludgeoning damage.
On White Snake?
Yeah.
9 points?
Me and White Snake have a problem.
I'd say so.
Mostly him.
Anything else for you?
Is it dead?
No.
Then yes.
Okay.
Seriously, that snake's still up? Would you give it like 3 times as many hit points as the others?
These are special snakes.
Yeah, the last one went down with 15. This one's taken 18.
White Snake.
It's a White Snake. He's on his own.
Bad, bad boy.
Does a 10 hit? Probably not.
No.
Don't I wish. I'm not going to bother flurrying of blows, so... Yeah, that'll be end of Nast's turn.
Okay. This guy is out of... The brown skeleton is out of the cloud, right?
Correct.
All right. He's going to take a swing at Artie. He's going to roll a 12.
Nope.
And the white dude is going to go after Jarwin because he thinks he's right there. So, mischance out of the way first. 56. 18?
Negative.
Ah. Should have known. All right. That's my turn. Top of round 3. Ronan.
So the lady's disappeared.
No, she's a cloud of gas.
She is in gaseous form at the moment.
Which point you can still target her, but she has benefits from being a cloud.
DR10 magic. You have any of those magic arrows left?
I do have one magic arrow left.
Well, you can use it and it would bypass her DR.
I could also activate a judgment, which makes my weapon count as magic for the purpose of damage reduction. It's called smiting.
Perfect. Do that.
So we're going to do that, and then we're going to shoot her twice. Okay, I'm going to try to shoot her twice. That is a 15.
I'm not sure how the spell works. I got to pull it up.
If she has any armor, she does not get the armor bonus. She gets her dex, size, assuming it's gaseous form. She gets her dex and size modifiers for her armor, but
size,
no armor
dex,
bonus.
Deflection, and armor bonuses from force effects.
All right, I wrote down 15 is what you rolled?
15 is what I got with everything totaled up.
Negatory.
And a fumble.
So negatory.
I need a card.
All right.
Yeah. Klutz, you drop your weapon.
Go.
All the way down there.
Oopsie.
I'm 5 foot down with the remainder of my turn.
Sounds like a plan. All right. Artemis.
All right. He saw her. He remembers he saw her dip down and get a handful of blood.
Mm-hmm.
And then he shot her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he saw her place that bloody hand on the statue's lips.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went all gaseous.
Mm-hmm. Pretty freaky, right?
All right. I am going to drop my bow. I'm going to acrobatics through those skellies.
Okay.
That's an 18 for the first one. 12 for the second one. So might have got me.
And that's versus my CM something. 18, yeah, that's good. And your second one?
It's a 12.
12. No good. But, oh no, yeah. That's a 71. That's an 18 on the die. I think I hit you. I wasn't expecting that.
What's his bonus to hit?
2.
You got me exactly.
All right. 6 points, sir.
Ow.
Does that not also stop you right there?
No.
No.
What am I thinking of?
If he was trying to move through their square... Failing the acrobatics check would stop his movement,
okay.
Or if you had the feet stand still.
Okay. I do not have that feat as a skeleton.
I did not figure you would. Very few people tend to have that feat.
Stand skilling skeleton.
So I took some damage.
A little bit.
I ran up next to her gaseous form.
Uh-huh.
Now I have over a +1 for my bab, so I can draw a weapon as a move action. So I will draw my magic dagger out.
Okay.
And I will try to stab her.
Okay.
It's a good damn thing because I rolled an 18 on the top.
Wow.
Close, so close. Horrible damage, though. So 7 points of magical damage.
What's your total for your hit? 18 on the die, you said.
It's 26 to hit.
26, oh yeah, that'll do it.
And I knew I hit it.
7 points, you said? That'll make it Tam's turn.
Hey, Tam gets to do stuff. She's going to immediately pick up her sword, which will provoke...
From just the snake, because the skeleton already did one.
No, he bypassed the first skeleton.
Oh, yeah, the second skeleton got me.
So I'm going to provoke from both the skeleton and the snake.
Yeah.
That's my mistake, sorry.
Snake's got a 17.
It does not hit anymore.
Okay. And the other one's not going to hit you.
Yay! So now that I have my sword, I'm going to try and chop this snake.
Oh, fumble.
Oh, no.
Did you break your weapon?
No. I take a d4 of dex damage, no save.
Oh, shit.
See, what happened is all the luck came to this side of the table because I got 320s.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah, one damage is nothing, literally.
All right. So doesn't affect you at all?
It's not drained, so you have to have two damage for it to do anything.
Good, 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 good. All right.
So that was Tam's turn.
Fuck. Those are two great turns there, Tam.
Yeah, you know, I was really hoping I could 5 foot step into the mist so I could do sneak attack and stuff, but, yeah. You know.
Meta.
So I tried to get rid of that snake for you. It just didn't work.
Oh, I'm blaming Nath, actually. He's in the way.
Damn it, Nath.
So for starters, Meta's going to channel to harm undead. I need two will saves.
Okay.
Oh.
They didn't make them?
So they both take 8 damage.
Yes.
They disintegrate.
Yay.
Poof, poof.
Good job.
Leaving you with a snake.
And then Meta's going to move. Assuming the snake doesn't have combat reflexes, but if it does, she provokes.
Hmm.
As she moves into the cloud.
I don't think he does. So, into the cloud. And that will make it Jarwin's turn.
Jarwin is going to punch the snake.
Punch that snake. Is that what the kids call it these days?
I'm not sure, but that's a 19 to hit.
19? Yeah, I guess.
2 damage. And that will be Jarwin's turn.
2.
I can affirm that is not what they call it.
Okay, thanks. Snake's looking really, really rough.
You hang out at a lot of high schools there?
Well, he was only 14.
I was going to say, I hate to tell you this, but I'm actually pretty close to high school age still.
Aren't you 23?
A decade isn't older, close to actually, high school age, but thanks, Will.
If you're old enough to have graduated college after going like a 4-year degree after graduating high school, you're not that close to high school to me.
But, okay. But he is like half the distance to high school that you are.
Yeah. A lot closer. Some of the people that were...
You're 25, right?
That's okay. You can make fun of me. I know I'm the oldest person here. It's okay. I'm
27.
Yeah. No, some of the people I was friends with when I was in the younger grades are just getting out of high school last year. Still connected.
See the writing on the wall. Way to make yourself feel better, Will.
I mean, my niece is graduating high school this year, but I don't feel connected to high school.
So, my turn.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it in the correct order this time. The gaseous cloud that Artie is right next to floats up and out of reach.
No, she's not.
I don't know what your move rate is as a gas.
10 feet.
Okay.
And you're from moving directly she's gonna up, go, 5 feet.
She's going to go 20 feet.
No, it's a perfect fly speed.
Oh, is it perfect? I thought it was only good.
It says you automatically pass all flight checks in the spell, so she can go full speed.
So she can go 20?
If she double moves, yeah.
Yep. That's what she's doing.
I stand corrected. My mistake.
No, you sit corrected, mister.
Okay, fine.
All right.
How high is the ceiling in here?
I think we said 25.
60. 45.
High enough for him to go 20 feet up.
25. 40.
Is it that shifting thing again? Because yeah. That's weird.
Don't worry about it, Britt.
It's so crazy.
It's 25, Pete. Okay. 25. Make it Nath's turn.
Okay.
Do they call it pound the snake?
That's not any better.
I know.
Apparently, I wouldn't know.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that you don't know. I'm just saying you're creepy for knowing.
In your face, Nath.
Yeah. I think I just missed that snake again.
Seriously?
Does a 13 hit?
13 does not.
Punch it again.
Let's try again.
Shadow boxing by Nath.
It's even worse.
Remember when I said earlier that Nath doesn't do anything?
It's like writhing around and you're just punching sand underneath it.
I'm going to key flurry.
I'm going to kill a snake, damn it.
Okay.
There we go.
Damn.
How about an 18?
18. 18 will get it.
Okay. How about 4 points of damage?
It was on a 1 and rolled over to 13.
That will finish the white snake.
He finally killed it.
There I went again on my own.
Good job, Nath. You have another snake to add to your collection.
That's not how that works.
Got stomped on by a monk while I was at home.
Actually, you'll notice all those snakes just kind of disappeared.
Nath goes to diagonally 5 foot away and instead has to sidestep because there's a pillar there. He didn't see it because it was kind of
foggy
last
there.
Time I yeah. looked over there.
What really happened is Nath bounced off the pillar.
I did it! Excuse me. That's it for Nath.
And that was Nath. And then those guys are gone. Those guys are gone. So that brings us to Ronan.
I'm trying to decide what's the best action here. If I drop down, I would still only get one shot with a bow, right?
Well, you're going to glide down?
Well, if I dropped, I mean, it's just 15 feet.
All right.
I don't know. What's the ruling on that? Anybody know? Top of their head?
Falling is not an action, right?
No, it's not. But you got to make the reflex save, the acrobatics check to not take damage, or otherwise right. you'll fall prone. It's going to be a move action to pick up your bow either way. But if you're prone, you cannot shoot your bow.
All right. So the acrobatics check.
Then can he shoot while he's climbing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Because, like, technically he's climbing with, like, he's just his feet because he has a natural climb speed. But the rules say that you can't use a bow while prone, but you can use, like, a crossbow, but you can't use a sling. Like, there's a list of things that you basically can't use while prone.
Yes, no. Yes, no.
All right. So when I drop, that's a 29 for the acrobatics.
You're good.
I will pick up my bow
mm-hmm.
and fire a single shot at the cloud that was her.
Okay.
And that is a... How high up is she?
20 feet.
20 feet.
Directly from where she was?
Yes.
That is a 25 to hit.
20. Nice. 5. All right, that'll work.
For 7 points of magic damage.
That's pretty awesome. Still floating up. That'd make it... let's go to Artie.
I saw what she did. I'll have her blood on my dagger, so I will wipe it across the... lips of the statue, just like I saw her do.
You're going to take your dagger and do that?
Yeah, it's got blood on it.
Okay.
TV timeout.
All right.
Got a ruling on the field.
Way to timeout. Way to break the GM, Mark.
Sorry.
Good job, Mark.
Well, it's the only blood I had.
Well, you could just use your own blood.
Well, no, it's my blood.
Or the blood on the floor.
But that takes another... It's not efficient for the action economy. That's the problem.
I will have to go down and do that. Exactly what he said.
I get it. I'm just giving you shit.
Oh, no.
I understand why you're doing foolish. It. I'm just giving you shit.
Foolish.
You're being foolish.
But to see two fog clouds fight inside of a cloud.
Well, the thing is, they can't attack. They can't, cast spells.
They just move into each other, and then, like, you know, a minute later, a third small one shows up.
But she's going to have a harder time getting away from me if I can follow her up.
That's what it sounded like.
Now, here's the thing, guys. I noticed something funny, and maybe you guys don't see it from where you're at, but I do from here. If I look at the rest of you, when I see the top of your headphones, there's this arc, right? There's like a dome there. But when I look at the top of Neil's, there's like this 6-inch flat spot on either side of the arc. And I'm like, damn, that dude's head must be fucking huge.
That's what she said.
I thought you were going to say there's like a glow, like city lights over the horizon.
I mean, either way, you know, I do have a giant head, I know.
How are those new headphones working out, man? They good? Sound better?
They're pretty good. They sound a lot better. They're more comfortable, too.
Good.
Well, that's because they have a padded spot right in the right at the cone of your head.
I don't know. I'm not a cone head, you fool.
His gargantuan cranium. That boy's head's like Sputnik. It's a virtual planetoid.
I would bet it's not that specific. When they wrote it, they probably didn't think about it.
Well, I don't think so either.
It might not be like, you might not be able to do it with a weapon, though. You might have to have it like on your skin for it to work.
There's a thousand what
like
ifs.
That, you
like
know?
You may have to be a cleric of Eudorcius, or you may have to be a serpent folk, or you may have to have it's the sixth moon of June jumped out a window holding a upside down chicken.
Sometimes or the GM might jump. Just be like, fuck you, Mark.
Well, you know, I was just kind of doing monkey see, monkey do. I mean, I seen her put blood on the lips, and I'm like, hey, I've got blood on my dagger, blood on the lips, let's go.
Suddenly, Mark turns into something, but not gaseous form. He turns into an expanded fireball.
So empower, technically, briefly a gaseous form?
I passed the reflex.
A lumpy turd.
Was it a natural 20?
But I'll have evasion. Yes. I'll have evasion. Do you remember that thing with all the teeth and the mouth and the eyes? And he turns into one of those.
Well, there goes Mark.
Wait, damn. That was not what I was expecting.
It's time for my backup character.
Quinrus Autofrig.
Esquire the Fourth.
I was breaking into this bloke's house, and suddenly I teleported to this island. That's what happened to the last guy.
Are you from Absalom? No, that's ridiculous.
My mother wasn't a whore, my father was.
I'm not a thief, how dare you?
Yeah, this is... I didn't want to get too far in the weeds and get lost, but... yeah, I'm going to say that's going to have to work. And the rest of you see Artemis turn gaseous as well.
Can we differentiate him from the other cloud?
Yes, because she's 20 feet higher than mine.
She's also bleeding.
Yes, and you see little...
Raining.
Little yeah, rain, like raindrops rain falling from the cloud that's above us.
Raindrops keep falling from
us. Assuming it's needed, when it comes Meta's turn, she'll make it more obvious for you.
Just want to make sure I don't shoot the wrong cloud.
Fireball.
Gust of wind.
Okay. So, that's Artie's turn.
Stinking cloud.
It would be Tam up next.
Okay, so Tam also needed to try and figure out, like, what the fuck to do. This thing's out of reach, and my only ranged weapon is a sling. So she came up with a very different idea, though. She's going to move to that statue.
All right. Do a knowledge check, right?
No, she's going to hit it with her sword.
The statue?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's going to look right at this bitch and be like, you know, this, I don't really enjoy this because history is important to me, but I got a feeling this is a lot more important to you. And she's going to go for like a finger or a toe or something, a talon, probably mm-hmm. a talon, and just with her magic sword try to chop that sumbitch off.
Okay. Tell me what kind of damage you can do with your sword.
Do I get to do sneak attack on the statue?
Flat-footed.
So I doubt I'm going to do much.
It doesn't see you.
No, but...
It's not aware of your person.
I do 5 regular and 3 frost. That's already halved. So 8 total damage. So probably not much of anything other than leaving a scratch across it. But I'll be like, I'm just going to keep hitting it.
Okay. So yeah, you take a little chink out of one of the fingers. Interesting. Next, we have Meta.
So Meta moves 15 foot closer, so she is 10 or 20 feet below and 5 feet to the side of the gaseous chick. And she reaches up and woo-da-woo-da, stardust. Now the cloud that is her glows. And she technically takes -2 to any attacks, which she can't make, and -2 to all visual perception.
Interesting.
Which she probably isn't making.
So she basically just did fairy fire on her in gaseous form.
Pretty much.
Okay. Interesting.
Guys, shoot the glowy one that's bleeding.
Jarwin, did you come up with any crazy plans?
No. I don't have any sources of magic of any kind. I'm going to start disrobing and get in the pool, getting the water.
Don't you have that magic wand?
What magic wand?
The, like, we grabbed the magic wand that we used against Kordic the Red.
Yeah, the vampiric touch wand?
If that's what it was.
That's the only thing I have, but it's touch.
If you give that to me, I can go after her.
If you can what?
You can reach her 25 feet up?
I can levitate.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And tie a rope around yourself and give me the other end of the rope so I can pull you around when she moves. That way you can stay wherever she is. Because you can't move laterally, but I can pull you laterally.
Another meta balloon scenario.
So we'll do that. I'll hand you the wand. It's in my quick sheath.
Anybody else have a ranged weapon?
And I'll pull out the rope. So that there's that. It's a vampiric touch. It has 11 charges.
Does anyone else have any ranged weapons?
Not worth a damn.
I have a sling.
No.
That I do 1d3 -1 damage with.
Okay, are you going to do all that on your turn, Jarwin?
That's my turn, yeah.
Okay.
1d4 -1. And non-magical, so.
I can make it magical, but.
So that makes it my turn. And you see her gaseous form that's all lit up go to a hole in the ceiling and then continue on.
Damn. Shit.
Well, fuck.
Oh, well, that's not that long. Ceiling. There's a hole in leaving. The ceiling.
Yeah, but
she's still bleeding.
Artemis, you gonna chase her?
Yeah. You goddamn right.
That's how it's
going
to.
Yeah.
So we got Nath's turn, and then that'll be the end of this round.
Nath will stare at the hole
mouth agape.
Son of a...
which hole?
Sure.
Which hole? Jarwin's getting naked.
You're not naked yet. It takes you too long to do it.
That's what you think.
So here's a question on her.
I was talking about undressing.
She takes more bleed damage to you.
Every round, she's taking 2 bleed. How long is she going to stay in gaseous form? Because if
are we going to see her body fall out of that hole?
All he's got to do is keep
probably
on her
too
ass.
Big to go anywhere.
She'll bleed out.
That's correct.
And that is my whole intention. Because I was like, I saw her do that. I'm like, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. Maybe it won't work, but I've got to try something to stay with her. So when I changed into gaseous form, that was my whole plan, is to follow her down. And now that I can see her better because of meta, I'm going to be flying right on her behind.
Literally?
As close as I can come to her, yes. Double moving every time.
Neither of them have a behind.
All right, her aft cloud portion.
That's better.
Right? You know, that's a lot of good questions. And we're just going to have to figure it out next time on Shield Bash. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.